from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back to school, just days away for many students, teachers, staff, parents, and physicians. And joining us from Allegheny Health Network is Dr. Joe Arakri, who is the chair of the Allegheny Health Network Pediatrics Department. Doctor, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. We had a lot of questions for you this morning about back to school, and you deal with this all the time and year in, year out. So let's start with just a simple question, how parents can best prepare their children for this transition back to school after a summer break.
Yeah, one of the things we always recommend is that you start at least 2 weeks before school starts. You know, start talking to your child about the fact that school's going to start. Start to get them into a better bedtime routine, get them used to having breakfast, waking up, all just to get out of that summer looseness and more into a routine.
And that's even for adults. I mean, we have our own transition because a lot of parents' schedules change pretty dramatically when back to school, right?
Well, there's a lot of things that change. First, you have to bring your child to school, there's increased traffic in the morning, so you have to leave a little bit earlier. So it's kind of like getting back into that more structured environment instead of the looseness that is summer.
And in terms of recommendations, also one of the things that parents have to deal with is school-age children and the demands and requirements for vaccines and questions they may have about vaccinations. I'm sure you get these all the time.
Yes, we get a lot of that over the summer, and now as school is getting ready to start, it's starting to calm down a little bit, but we will have some stragglers that come in through September and October. There are certain requirements you have to get done for school. You'll get notices from school. They are the standard recommendations from the CDC, so we recommend that all kids get immunized. And what we've been seeing across the nation is a decrease in kids getting these vaccines. So now we're starting to see outbreaks of things like measles and mumps. So it's really important to make sure that your child is fully vaccinated before they start school.
And let's talk about mental health, because a lot of times I don't think people consider physicians, pediatric family doctors as doctors that would be able to at least discuss these issues with kids. You know, what advice would you have for parents regarding their child's emotional well-being during the school year?
Well, I think it's really important that you keep an open line of communication with your child as school starts and as you go through the year. It's a very big developmental change for these kids as they go through, especially grade to grade. So before school even starts, talk to your child about the routine that they're going to be doing, who they're going to see at school, maybe even drive them to their school, let them walk around the school so it's not all not familiar with them. And whenever your kid comes home from school, do not bombard them with questions as soon as they walk in the door. Let them decompress first.
That's thank you. That is a great piece of advice. We're with Dr. Joe Arakri, who is the chair of the Allegheny Health Network's pediatric department. That said, I kind of laugh because I remember my mom would just question us, and especially early in the morning when we were just getting up. And crazy as it might sound to you, Doc, I'm not necessarily a morning person that likes to answer questions. I'm okay asking them, but not as comfortable getting them. So let's talk about something. I think we all had a big learning curve during COVID about just common, you know, cleanliness in that sense. So what are the most effective ways to prevent the spread of common childhood illnesses during the school year and help combat chronic absenteeism?
Well, the one thing we know about children is they're not the most hygienic organisms out there. So it's really important to just go over things with your child, like washing your hands, trying not to touch your face, you know, coughing into your arms, just reviewing all those things over again. You know, don't pick your nose, don't rub your eyes. So that's the first line that you can do. And then, of course, if your child is sick, you know, has a fever, a cough that they just can't keep under control, or they don't feel well, keep them home.
Yeah, that is, you know, that's a great dilemma. And you bring up something that parents deal with all the time is, are you really sick? Should you go to school or should I keep you home? Because if I keep you home, that adds a lot of, you know, layers to what parents have to deal with. So let's talk about the fine line of making that choice.
Yeah. So again, the things you're going to look for is, I mean, your child's going to wake up. Everybody doesn't look great first thing in the morning. Wash their face. Let them get acclimated to being awake, and then assess them. You know, if they are coughing a ton, or if definitely if they have a fever, if they don't feel well, those are all reasons to keep them home. If it's a minor cold and cough, it could probably go. But again, reinforce with your child about, you know, coughing into their arm, you know, for good cough hygiene and washing their hands. Fevers, you know, you should be fever free for more than 24 hours before you go back to school. And of course, if you get the GI bug, which we all hate that stomach bug whenever it goes through because it rips through families, you know, they should at least have, you know, been vomiting free for at least 24 hours, or at least diarrhea free for 24 hours.
When should we test for COVID these days?
Well, COVID now is more of a respiratory virus than what it was during the pandemic. So I think that we could treat it as a normal virus like we do the other ones. So I think if your child is starting to get into trouble breathing, it's kicking off their asthma, those would be all times to assess them. But really the COVID requirements of, you know, staying home and all that kind of stuff that we had during the pandemic are kind of are gone now. And now we're treating it more like a regular virus. So, you know, fever free for 24 hours, that kind of thing. Reasons to test is if you have somebody that is significantly immunocompromised in your household, an elderly person, say, with trouble breathing, you know, just that would be a reason to test. But in general, I don't think we need to test as much as we did before.
Great information, doctor, and I hope that you're not that busy this fall in a very good way for you. Appreciate the time.
Hey, not a problem. Great speaking with you.
Dr. Joe Arakri, who is the chair of Allegheny Health Network's pediatric department, 412 Doctors, is a good resource for AHN. Right after the news at the bottom of this half hour, she's back. Christine Sorensen, Marty's wife, will join us. We'll talk about Kidsburg and more. They had a great vacation, as I understand it, together, and looking forward to catching up with Christine. Meanwhile, Paul told us about a bus tour that's going to begin. Paul, I know that a lot of people heard J.D. Vance coming to Lower Burl tomorrow at the VFW, and that Pennsylvania, and in particular southwestern Pennsylvania as well as Philly, are really, really key spots for the candidates.
Really is ground zero in the campaigns for both of these parties. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will launch a bus tour here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. And the campaign says they're going to make multiple stops in Pennsylvania and other states as they make their way to Chicago. And on Monday, that's where the Democratic National Convention just happens to start.
Right. And we'll go through that week like we did with the Republican National Convention and bring you details each morning and every day. Thank you, Paul. And on the campaign trail, CBS's Skylar Henry.
Hello, Los Angeles.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz addressed a labor group in L.A. as he made his first solo campaign stop for the Democratic ticket.
I'm proud to be on this ticket, working with Vice President Harris, who we all know we want to call the next president of the United States.
On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris is set to roll out her economic campaign platform during a speech in North Carolina. The Democratic nominee is expected to announce she will make tackling inflation a day one priority if she wins in November.
Vice President Harris grew up in a middle class family, picked up shifts at that McDonald's as a student. I keep asking this to make a contrast here. Can you simply picture Donald Trump working at a McDonald's trying to make a McFlurry or something?
Well, I want to thank you.
During a two-hour live stream conversation with Elon Musk on X that was delayed by technical issues, former President Donald Trump railed against Harris for proposing last weekend a campaign promise he unveiled in June.
No tax on tips, and all of a sudden she's making a speech saying there will be no tax on tips. I said that months ago.
Trump is ramping up his campaign schedule with a rally Wednesday in Asheville, North Carolina, slated to focus on the economy before rallying supporters on Saturday in northeastern Pennsylvania, 2 days before the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Washington.
And we'll cover the local visits of the candidates, including J.D. Vance tomorrow, as we mentioned, in Lower Borough at the VFW. And then Sunday, when the bus tour comes with the Harris-Walz campaign, and they begin the tour in Pittsburgh, another sign of how vital this region is to this election.
It's fair to say one of the most devastating words anyone can hear, and it's not hyperbole, is cancer. We're moving quickly because we know all families touched by cancers are in a race against time.
President Joe Biden reiterating his what they called a moonshot for cancer, to try to pull as many resources together as possible to help in the research for cancer and to fight the disease. His son, Beau, passed away of cancer, as you are probably aware, so he's committing more money to the research. And this is an odd story.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Paul, I don't know if Paul's out in the newsroom, but you got a second? I know you're busy working with Pat Sepetiek, analyzing the latest breaking news items. But this one, think about this. Imagine getting halfway through a marathon only to find out you went the wrong way.
What poor soul did this?
Oh, wait. A 60-year-old had to quit on the third day of his marathon to swim across Lake Michigan when he realized too late that he was swimming in the opposite direction.
Oh, no.
Jim Dreyer, who is known as the Shark, blames the AA batteries in his GPS for ruining his colossal swim attempt.
Well, I mean, if you're in the middle of the lake, right, and you don't know which way you're pointing, it is understandable. You're not, you know, it could happen.
Well, how could that, if you're swimming across the lake, how could you go in the wrong direction?
Which lake are we talking about?
Michigan.
Here? Well, that's an awfully damn big lake.
All right.
If you're out in the water, well, I'm just saying, if you're out in the water and there's no landmarks to go by, right?
Always defending the wrong way swimmers, are you?
Well, I just remember the last time I flew that direction, and Lake Michigan was gigantic.
It is big. That's why they call them the Great Lakes. That's what I hear. By the way, it doesn't say whether the shark will have another attempt. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will talk to Marty in the next few minutes and see what he's got lined up. And welcome back to Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, and of course, Marty's wife from your vacation together out in Colorado. How was that?
It was wonderful. We had a great time. I've got my sister and her family out there, and then Marty's sister and nephew out there as well. So we just had a really fun family trip. A lot of adventurous things. It was great.
One of those adventurous things you told me was you went whitewater rafting in the Rockies.
I'm a big fan of whitewater rafting, and we had a great, great time.
So is that, I assume they have like professional guides and you get the helmets and
yes,
all
this is actually
up.
The first time I think I've ever worn a helmet, which I thought, why did we not do this before? What
right.
a great idea. And it was only for the first part of the trip where there was some class 3 and class 4 rapids. So those are some of the, you know, bigger ones. The rest was mostly just floating and we could jump off and swim and, you know, in life jackets and stuff. But, they take it very seriously. It's a very professional company. They give you a lot of, information on what to do if, you know, you were to fall out or the boat flips. And there is a guide in each boat, like, specifically maneuvering it. They know exactly which rock to go around and how to go down, and it's very, very well done.
Well, I'm glad you had a good vacation. Now it's back to reality. School's going to be starting next week.
But hard to believe.
While we're on the river subject, River Life has a cool thing for Kidsburg.
Yeah, this is so fun. I've never heard of a floating river circus, but it is coming to Pittsburgh. In fact, they're kicking off a whole tour of shows starting in Pittsburgh, going down the Ohio River over the next 2 months. But what's really fun is these are three free shows on all three of our rivers. So all of them are at 6 p.m., rain or shine, and Friday night at Point State Park along the Allegheny Riverside. They're going to be doing a show. It's called the Flotsam River Circus, or it might be Floatsam. I'm sorry, I don't know which one, but I'm thinking maybe float just because it sounds like floating on the river. But it's this really fun kind of... I don't know. They're very kind of haphazard looking, kind of aerial artists, creative performers, all kind of fun things that they do with this performance. Then Saturday, it's at the South Shore Riverfront. That's kind of right near the Cheesecake Factory along the Mon River.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sunday, it's on the Great Lawn, so over on the North Shore on the Ohio River. But it's just going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see this really great professional circus troupe.
Kidsburg.org for details. And we mentioned back to school. Now you have the guides to help you transition.
Yeah, my kids start a week from today, actually. And honestly, now is a time to really start planning because it really does make a difference if you start getting things organized in advance. There's a lot of specific things that you can do to help your kids get ready. Some of it's just talking about any, you know, fears or anxieties they might have about this new transition. And then starting to get into a routine that might mean going to bed gradually a little bit earlier as you get closer and closer to school, getting all the, you know, planner ready, your backpack ready, all that, get everything set. Even things like getting everything ready the night before and planning out that first day, because I just know that's where the stress usually happens is
right.
The morning of.
Sure.
You know, one suggestion they have is just set the alarm for 15 minutes early. Give yourself that extra time because time, you know, will hopefully help alleviate anything that goes wrong in the morning. So there's a lot of things you can do. I love this article. It's got so many great ideas.
Especially this one, the most important back to school supply. a growth mindset.
Yes. And you know, you hear this term growth mindset. You're like, well, what does that really mean? Well, that's what I love about this. It's written by one of our youth writers, and she writes about what a growth mindset is from a kid's perspective. She's a teenager, and how that really helped her in her physics class with an experiment they are doing. But it's really just all about being open to trying new things, failing, and learning from it. And so I just think it's a nice way to think about the school year as we start new things. There's always going to be challenges, but there's also so many great opportunities.
While there's comfort in, you know, a routine, I think everybody, kids and adults, have to remember that the one constant in life is change. And
so true.
And you kind of have to grow and embrace that, especially in a school setting.
Yes, absolutely.
And more on back to school. You got some events for families coming up this weekend.
Right, absolutely. On Saturday, there's two fun events for families to get excited about going back to school on Saturday. There's a free event at the Children's Museum from 9 to noon, specifically for people starting kindergarten. It's called Kindergarten Here I Come, and you want to sign up online. And what's really cool is they'll be doing crafts, learning about all kind of resources. They're even going to have a school bus there so the kids can get on, see what it's like,
Smart. Get
a feel for it. Yeah. And then on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh in Oakland, that's that main branch, that beautiful building right near the Art Museum and Natural History Museum. They're also going to have fun crafts and resources for kids. That one's geared for kindergarten through fifth grade. And we've got all those details at kidsburg.org.
You know, this is great stuff. Yeah, check it out, kidsburg.org. And I'm thinking that Children's Museum is such a treasure in this town.
Oh, we're so lucky.
Really. I mean, I'm guessing a lot of cities might not have something
like
that.
Oh, for sure. A lot of them don't, and it is definitely ranked as one of the top, no question.
All right, Christine, we're going to check in with Marty coming up next, see what he's got cooking for the 10 to 2 show next. Coming up, 10 till 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty and Christine Sorensen in the studio with you guys.
She talked about our travels.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention, and it hasn't changed. In fact, our cousin Eileen posted a picture from the airport. Thousands of folks at the airports in the morning now. It's crazy. They've never seen it like this before. And the parking lot was full. And I asked about it. The highest number of travelers ever out of Pittsburgh. Now, we used to be a hub.
So people would come, but they would never leave the airport.
Right.
And then get on another flight. Now we're talking about first destination people going to TSA.
We have more travelers now out of Pittsburgh than we had when we had the hub.
Which is hard to believe.
It's kind of cool. But as a result, honey, we saw it. You
got
to get there early.
Well, we got there 2.5 hours early because they suggested if you're an early morning flight, which we were, to get there 2.5 to 3 hours early. And I'm glad we did because we needed that time.
Oh, wow.
The other thing I wanted to mention, my sister is in Montefiore this morning. My sister, as everybody knows by now, has pancreatic cancer. And she's getting insanely good care. But, and again, this is no disrespect, but this is where we're at now. She waited for a hospital room, yesterday for at least 12 hours.
Why?
And there are people lined up in the halls.
Is there that much demand, or is that staff shortage?
That. Still short on staff. And again, she's
all hospitals.
Tremendous care, insanely amazing people. But my point is that this is where we're at now. And this is why the medical field and hospitals are in kind of a tenuous situation right now. Because the truth is, people are working harder than they ever have in their lives. 23% of the nurses left or retired during COVID. And they just can't cover. And it's very stressful.
Kind of reminds me when you would go to a restaurant and you'd see all these open tables, but they'd have a wait.
It's actually
a
great point.
Well, we can't staff the table. You'd ask, well, there's tables. I'm sorry, sir, we can't staff.
And by the way, to your point, brother, he's right. Cops, teachers, truck drivers.
School bus drivers.
This is across the country. Somewhere along the way, everybody said, nah, I'm not going to work anymore. And it hasn't changed.
All right, what are you guys talking about off the top?
We won a battle for the kids at Penn Hills. There were students that were going to have to walk in the dark at 6 a.m., take three buses to get to a charter school. No way. We fought the good fight, and Penn Hills has changed its mind. And we're going to talk about victory and a victory for kids and students in Penn Hills.
Coming up, Marty Griffin. Christine, good to see you.
Great to see you, Larry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.